Governor, can you give me your overall reaction to Chris Collins pleading guilty?
First, I think justice was done, and all I know is what I read in the newspapers, but he himself pleaded guilty, so that's a fairly conclusive result. My concern now is getting Western New York the representation that it needs. You know, when we lose a Congress person, we're down a team member, is the way I see it, right? We want people fighting for Western New York, and Democrat, Republican, majority, minority, doesn't matter. I just want to make sure we have a full team fighting for Western New York. So for me, the question is, how fast can we fill that seat? And that means we have to have an election. The first opportunity to fill the seat would be this November. It's the next election. By law, I can't call a special election for this November. It's too soon by the legal parameters. The next scheduled election is at the end of April. There's a benefit to doing it on a scheduled election date, because then you don't have to hold a special election just for one office. You don't have to have the Board of Elections incur the cost. People don't have to come out just for one seat. I'd like to fill it as soon as possible. I can't do it in this November. April is under consideration, but we're looking at a number of options now. But ideally, as soon as we can replace that seat so Western New York has a full team, Democrat, Republican, I just want to make sure they have a full team. We have a lot of exciting projects going on in Western New York, some that need federal assistance. The Skyway project needs federal assistance. So the Western New York representatives are very important.
So just to clarify, the earliest date you could potentially hold a special election, when would that be?
The earliest election is November. We can't, by law, we can't fill this seat in November. So the earliest could be somewhere February, March, maybe January. But then it would be an election just for this seat. The next election that is going to occur anyway is in April.
And with that, is it fair to say one of the biggest factors you're considering during this process is voter turnout and representation for the upcoming election?
Yes. I'd like to fill the seat as soon as possible. That's the first priority. Second is the cost and the hardship of the election. And weighing, is it worth waiting until April when there is a scheduled election and we're going to pay for it anyway, and ask people to come out anyway, or should we fill it a couple of months earlier?
Do you know the cost of how much an election does cost separately if you run it just on its own? Like, how much would that cost as far as taxpayer dollars?
I don't know for a congressional district, but whenever government does something, it's never cheap. That I can tell you, Nick.
Heading into next year, you talk about April. Let's say you have the election that date. But then you're talking about 6-7 months later, you're having another election at that point with that seat potentially coming up. Do you take that into consideration, or is it a matter of it's really important to make sure we, even if it's just for 6 months, we have somebody in that seat?
Yeah, I think it's important you have someone in that seat for 6 months. Look, you have a lot of issues going on, right? You have a possible impeachment discussion going on. Again, from a parochial point of view, we're trying to get funding for the Skyway and transportation projects. And in November, people are going to come out and vote anyway. That's a scheduled election. It's a presidential election. There'll be a lot of energy around that election. If we don't have to give up a member of the team between April or February and November, I'd rather us play with the full team. You know, this is like a sports team that has a penalty and one person is off the ice and you're at a disadvantage. And I don't want to see Western New York at a disadvantage.